Is the summer of cricket in limbo? The Federal Sports Minister, Richard Colbeck, has warned that the Ashes tour could hit a major hump in terms of Western Australia. The fifth test in Perth is scheduled to begin 5 days after the Sydney test finishes, and that's not enough time for players to quarantine. England cricket captain Joe Root says he's keen to tour Australia, but the team needs more information.
It's so important that we get all of the information. As I mentioned, I'd be desperate to be a part of an Ashes series. Always am. It's that one series as an England player that you want to be involved in.
But, I hear a but, England cricket captain Joe Root. Christina Matthews is CEO of WA Cricket. She joins us from Perth. Christina, welcome to breakfast.
Thank you very much.
Do you think Perth is about to lose the fifth test?
Well, it's not looking good at the moment. It was disappointing hearing Richard Colbeck come out and say what he said yesterday or the day before. But we're certainly fighting hard to make sure it can go ahead.
What are you doing when you say you're fighting? I mean, the fifth test in Perth is scheduled to begin 5 days after the Sydney test finishes. The Federal Sports Minister, Richard Colbeck, says that's not enough time for players to quarantine. I'm sure the Premier thinks that's not enough time for the players to quarantine. So what are you doing to try and affect this?
Yeah, so we're in discussions with Cricket Australia. There's two options, effectively, and that's to move the Perth test into the first three tests, or to extend the gap between the Sydney and Perth test by 7 days, allowing the test to be played on the eighth day. However, the difficult part with that option is if Sydney is still an extreme risk, they're not permitted into WA. But with the schedule not being agreed with the ECB, in our view, there's still time to make a swap. And the interesting thing about WA is that the rules never change. So they've been well known and repeatedly articulated to anybody who wants to come and play here. So it's a matter of organising ourselves to work within those rules.
So the rules never changed in WA in terms of that, but it's also true that the Perth test is always the last test, isn't it? That rule never changes either.
No. The Perth test is generally the third test in an Ashes series. So it's the test leading into the Boxing Day test.
Right.
That was changed this year for reasons I'll leave to Cricket Australia to explain. But, yeah, so we've never been the last test ever before.
So in order to fulfil the sort of quarantine requirements, would the Perth test need to be the first test in the series for it to work, to get that 2 weeks?
Given what's happened with Queensland, that would probably be the safest. But we've said we're happy to talk about any of the first three tests because the thing
South Australia, they wouldn't have to quarantine, for instance.
Yeah, that's right. What we're not aware of course, is what Cricket Australia is planning in terms of biosecurity arrangements. What we need to do is have Cricket Australia have their plan outlined in front of the WA government so they can be assured of what can happen, not just make assumptions of what can't happen.
There's some concerns that on the side of part of the English team about coming at all if their families are going to have to go into quarantine. Do you think England will send their team over for the Ashes?
Absolutely. Every time a tour is on, there is a lot of argy-bargy about both sides trying to get what they want out of the tour. Whilst COVID is a real concern, it would beyond, I think, anybody's imagination to think that England wouldn't tour in for an Ashes. It's too important to every player, and they're not the harshest conditions to have to work in. So, yeah, I have no doubt that the tour will go ahead.
Christina, just briefly, how would you describe the general feeling on the ground there in WA about how the rest of the country is dealing with COVID-19? Are they keen to reopen and get back to some form of normal life, or are they totally backing the Premier's, pretty hard line when it comes to borders?
Oh, look, I would suggest firstly the manner in which the Premier won the election and the ongoing popularity says that the majority of the state is pretty happy with how he's dealing with it. Obviously, we have no restrictions whatsoever, move around quite happily, you know, with major family time coming up with Christmas. There's a little bit of angst, but, you know, I think he's done what's best for WA in that circumstance, but people are not happy about the way WA has been treated from a cricket perspective. This okay. would be the second year in a row that we would miss out on a test match. And for Western Australian cricket fans and for Western Australian cricket as a business, that would be catastrophic. So it's hard to believe with an England side that's complaining about quarantine that they wouldn't want to come and play in a state where they can walk around freely with no restrictions.
Okay. Christina, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Fran.
Not happy. Christina Matthews, CEO of WA Cricket.